which we can see them, we can hear them, we can feel them. Otherwise, that is all meaningless. Inner awakenment and the inner connection with this, even with the physical thing, we can appreciate if that is added with that thing. Just as this eye, with the help of that machine, is coming in connection with the lost. Otherwise, can't hear now. The sense is gone. So, the capacity of the sense.
Maharaj, Giri Maharaj is itching. Bhakti Kanan Giri Maharaj.
Reason. Go there.
Educate. Bandic educate.
After a long time he has come here.
Ekon pranam kasi.
After how many? How many months or years?
Years.
He come here?
How many?
A year and a half.
Yes.
One and a half years.
I asked him, he purchased a gun for self-protection. And I asked him, give the gun to the opposite party.
Yeah. That's right. So where is the gun now?
It's gone.
The gun is gone.
Now there's no gun, Maharaj.
That gun is sold.
Gun is sold.
No opposition.
No opposition. No fit opposition. There's no fit opposition. So gun is sold. He was preaching in New York City.
Across the country. I went to Oregon and Dallas.
He was not allowed to visit the airport. At that time, he was not allowed by another party to visit the airport.
That's right.
For preaching purpose.
How many cities did he
go? Now he is free.
To Oregon.
How many cities?
Dallas. Four cities and London.
He has been traveling across America, four cities. From San Jose to New York City, preaching in a large way. He has a new vehicle, big vehicle, and he is traveling to preach.
I took a pretty hot dog. Causeless. And irresistible. It is there only I am to be connected. Then you have to get the connection. To something which is to be indebted from the higher source. Dipagya, not ordinary knowledge, that is found here in this place, transcendental, supramental, feeling, and sense. The process is there. Surrender. There is compulsory. And then go on hearing, chanting, and remembering, worshipping, and praising so many things. But the first thing, the foundation, must be self-surrender. Otherwise, nothing to be affected, only meditation. Surrender to be utilized for that guarantee. I shall be faithful to do some service on that plane. That sort of understanding. I am for him, die to live. I want to live for him, not for fulfilling any separate interest for me or any majority of the earth. Nothing less than dear self. I want to live for him, not for me, or for my estimated interest. All self to be dissolved, and fully I want to be his. This sort of this is the indispensable necessity. I am for him to conceive, to pursue, to feel that I am for him. I am not independent entity, but I am dependent and not dependent to any other thing than the highest center, absolute. I want to be for him. Not selfish or not. Extended selfishness. Selfishness may be extended to identify with country interests, with society interests, family interests, so many interests are there. But all must be eliminated. Upadhi. Sabbu upadhi vinid muktam. All sorts of Agantuk, foreign contamination must be eliminated. Demand. All sorts of demands from outside felt by us must be cancelled. Then I shall feel that in innermost heart I am connected with the whole, or the infinite, with the absolute. Nothing to be acquired, rather to be dismantled, discovered. Ego should be ego collecting some foreign elements. And that foreign collection box must be dissolved, finished. And then we shall find in our innermost heart the connection with the fundamental brain of loving service for the whole organic whole. Organic whole. And no enjoyment and never renunciation. Both are abnormal. Bhukti, mukti, pishachi. Those are two demons. In the name of enjoyment and the name of eternal rest, mukti, renunciation. Exploitation and renunciation. These two tendencies are our enemies. If life is possible, fully independent of these two tendencies, tendency towards rest, eternal rest, and also exploitation of the environment. I mustn't really think that without exploitation, how can we live? Taking food and to keep the health, we have to take so much help from the outside. But the real meaning, what for? We are taking help from the outside nature. What for? To suit our own selfish, limited end. Or as an agent, a servant of the infinite. I can take any help from the environment, thinking that I am servant of the Supreme, and they are also His property. And I should utilize them for the cause of the highest and absolute, which is necessary for the service. I am at liberty to accept them, and that is prasad, that will enhance my position higher. They will help, everything will help me if I can see them in connection with the center. They will all help me in my duty. So arrangement is made. So renunciation not recommended. And also like Buddhists and Shankaras. But to come in some normal position with the environment in such a way that everything will remind me of my duty towards the Absolute. And they will encourage me. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi. Panasaktasya Vishayam Jatharam Pujindato. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi. Duktam Vairagya Mucchati. And Prapanchikataya Buddha. Hari Sambandhi Vastuno Moksha Vipparityaka. To neglect the environment, that they are undesirable material things that won't help us largely. Our position with them will be such that they will remind me about the Absolute. Oh, they accept me and connect me with the service of my Lord. So everything will encourage and excite me to help the service to the center, organic world. To the organic world. We are living in an organic world. A system. System. The owner and the owned. Shakti, Shakti Mam, the possessor of the potency and the potency of different types there. And it is of dynamic character. And the dynamicity, that is the change, is always producing rosh of ecstasy. The whole Leela is producing ecstasy. Anandam rasam. Rasam yukhila rasamati murti. Anandamai vidas. So it is necessity, it cannot be eliminated. The movement always producing novel ecstasy, which feeds every atom. Krishna, the center that is attracting everything and infusing the rasam, anandam, ecstasy, joy to everything. This is the process of the movement, Absolute. It is not static, but dynamic. But the movement, Vajipadam Purnam Dasvalam, that every point, every step, every process as it producing new type of joy. That is, joy is infinite, not a stale and a sterilized thing. That such is the idea of the absolute. Absolute. Yeah, organic whole, which is working always, that is full, and still that fullness also ever new. Purnam das sadhanam. Pratipadam purnam das sadhanam. Purna, full, and that still is not full, then it is standing static? No. It is moving in such a way that every second, every minute, always it is producing new, unknown joy, moving, infinite joy. And we are to purchase that for the highest price of self-sacrifice. To get admission into that plane of automatic moving joy, of new type every second, that ticket is very valuable, wholesale. Self-sacrifice. Sacrifice is joyful. With such wonderful joy in this world, in the world of birth and death, where every moment everything is dying. There, under so many stalwarts are trying to work out some process to get out of this, you have dying stage. Different process, Gyan, Yog, Tap, all these things, that's right. How to get out of this mortal atmosphere? Then Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sri Gauranga, brought down from somewhere else such a joyful stage in the singing of the name. Singing, dancing, madly, with some divine name. They all was astounded. All sections of scholars were astounded. What is this? What is this? Here is full of dissatisfaction and disappointment and despair. And he has so much joy, that dancing and singing, and madly that he has got something unknown, wonderful thing. All the attention of those experts was drawn towards the Gauranga's attention. What's the matter? We are extremely busy to save us from this, from the trouble of mortality. Mortality, how we can get out of it. And here they are chanting, singing, and so much ordinary people, ordinary monks, they are also happy mood, no no anxiety about so much bright future they are having conception of, and as if their God, their fulfillment of life, they are singing and dancing and ordinary mass, and they have got no anxiety. How is this? They are all very respectfully and inquisitively look towards that campaign of Sankirtan inaugurated by Gauranga here. What is this? What is this? Most tolerant persons here, like Brahma and Mahadev, they are also searching mood for something, some sort of fulfillment. And these ordinary people, they as if they have got everything, they are so happy and in that happy and pleasant mood, dancing, magnificent, ordinary mass. This Gauranga has taken what thing? This wonderful thing. Shiva Vrindavanki is Vanchita Jedham, Jagate Pedro Dhali. This mass feeling, individually, so many scholars and scholars, experts, they are having something by searching inward their heart. But ordinary mass, ordinary ignorant people, they are feeling so much joy. They have got everything. And no anxiety for this death and disease. What is it? How is it possible? The big scholars of that time, the Prakashananda, the Sarvabhauma, and others, they suspected in the movement. It is sheer madness or something behind. Behind. And when they come in direct contact and in the discourse, then they are charmed. Yes, these things, not only here new, but it is mentioned in the scriptures and the Puran, Bhagavatam and other places. Padma Puran, there is mentioned now and then about these things. And they have attempted on that point, and so successful. We can't doubt, seeing the figure of Sri Chaitanya, the Prakashananda, the leader of the Mayavadi, the Salvation School. He was charmed, a very simple, figure, and non-diplomatic, no motiveless, clear, fair, and magnificent. Grand and magnificent. No doubt, no suspicion we can feel about him. He's so clear. And he has challenged all our attempts. This Vedanta Nushilana, all these things, considered with the highest engagement of the scholars, and that is all ignored. And still this simple, fair, natural figure connected with some divine substance, and which is attracting us also. We Vedantists, we are accustomed to think that everything is false. Everything is misunderstanding here. We are living in the soil of misunderstanding, and how to find out a plane where this misunderstanding does not continue. And we fail to do that. That is our position. And here this man is very plainly above that. Some plane was so happy and so simple, charmed by the very appearance. I Prabhupada, I thought he's a teacher, he's a magician, he's capturing so many fools in his party and going on dancing and chanting all this madness. I'm scholarly, for the uneducated masses. These are chiefs, receivers of the society. But now, I feel attraction for his achievement, I am anti-party, but still, I am conquered by his very simple life and gesture, posture, attracting me that he has attained something high. What is this? So natural gift is such. Intellectual attempt is very futile. And when it comes from us to us, in famine, it is very difficult to collect some water from the ground, from the river or this. But when rain comes, then in a minute, so many things are filled up. So when grace comes from above, that is not very meager, not a feminine character. So to invoke the favor of the infinite center by submission, devotion, that is the higher, and that is the natural path. Give and take. We want something noble and without price. We must give also in that way. We must be generous in our dedication, and we will get also amply from that side. So the self-dedication as price wholesale, and I shall get wholesale. But my king self, how much it can contain, but it will be fulfilled, filled up more than Anandam Buddhivardhanam. I shall feel that I am in the midst of an ocean of joy. I am searching after a joyous feeling in the midst of the desert. I am searching for a glass of water. That is generally our position. But we may find that I am in the midst of the ocean of joy, joyful ocean. And it soothing characteristic is increasing every moment. The joy, the quality of the joy has got variety, and it is coming to help us, to encourage me in my serving attitude. Every moment, new encouragement I shall feel. So, this sort of advice we have to inquire and follow, and to how to improve our condition. At the same time, we should be conscious that the chance we have got, it is there, not very cheap. So we might utilize every moment, every minute, every second. We shall be very much alert to this fact, that a moment may not be lost. The continued attempt, it may be continued on non-interrupted nishtha. Then we get harder, improved test on the way, and we'd be more and more encouraged to pass on, to make progress towards that. Sukadeva Goswami told Parikshit Maharaj, the 7 days longevity is enough. You think it is too short, only 7 days you have to live. It is very short time. No, no. Enough time on the utilization of a second, of a moment, that is all important factor. So what time we have got in our hand, it is uncertain. So we shall try our best to utilize every second. That must not be neglected. The future is before me, so any time I may like to engage me in that profitable affair. No second should be lost, because thus no future, however pleasant. And let the dead past bury its dead. Act in the living present. The present is at our hand. We don't know about our future. So the present time should be tried to be utilized. To its utmost intensity. That should be how satsanga sivadhir dinam, in the association of the holy men and the holy books. Anyhow, I have pure heart. And the purity is to be measured by the unit of sacrifice, and not sacrifice to any person's partial interest, but the whole, the center, and the center has been given to us as Ahidra Samatha Sindhu, the absolute good, the autocrat, the designer and destiner of everything we find. So, the standard of sacrifice, the standard of the idea of our sacrifice should be so much high as to give up the corresponding result. Self-abnegation, self-surrender, Atmanivedan, Atmanikhir, that is more stronger word, Atmanikhir, throw one's own self towards the infinite. So, desperately. So, to be desperate in self-sacrifice, cause. Very careful, not for any greater selfishness, not for extended selfishness, but it goes to the center. Sacrifice and the center. Seva and the Krishna. All attract us. Krishna. All attract us and sacrifice for them. Two things. Sambandha and Avidya. And the prayojan, the fulfillment will come automatically. We shall be very conscious about the center to whom we are dedicating. Our dedication and the for which the dedication is. These two things are all important within us. The purity of purpose, the object of fulfillment. We have to understand from the Shastra and the Sadhu. the purest end and the highest sacrifice. And the end will come of itself. The remuneration will come of itself. We are not to bother for that. Do our duty, and the remuneration will come. And to whom our dedication will be, that type of remuneration we shall receive. All these things to be discussed, to be meditated, to be thought, to be done, in every way that we can put into practice that infinite, live in the infinite. We are always engaged in the cultivation of the infinite love, infinite beauty, as given by Sri Chaitanya Dev, recommended. He himself came and to show him what am I. I am your friend, I am your guardian, I am everything in you. I am home, home, comfort, always is sharp. In home, everything where we share, in the midst of where we share guardian to go home. We may not care for our interest, but our home members, they will care for our interest. To go to such a place that every atom around me will take care of me, my real interest. So, this Navadvip Dham is the source of that. It has got some connection with that sort of high thought, that noble destination has got some connection where we are, though we cannot feel its nobility now, because we are engaged somewhere. We can't appreciate. The intervening stages disappear, then we shall be able to find that every dust here, how divine and how peace-giving every dust. Where Mahaprabhu came, the Vaibhav, the extended self of Mahaprabhu himself, yeah, every dust, connected with that most magnanimous gift and relief of the whole creation. The savior of the whole creation, by giving himself as the highest entity, is connected with every dust, every drop of water, every creeper, every leaf, everywhere. In that atmosphere we are living, but it is unknown to us, unknown to us. And according to our inner improvement, we shall feel that, wow, when we are suffering from a disease, doctors advise us for a change. We go there, we can't feel that the air and the water unconsciously improving my health. Automatically, improvement from the environment comes to make me more healthy, to remove my disease. So, if we live here in a favorable mood, then we shall feel that automatically our spiritual health is being recovered. Only we should try to save us from aparad, willful, that aparad crime offense, willful to do something to molest the atmosphere. The most generous atmosphere to heal us and to give us the highest fulfillment of life. This Navadvip Dham. His gift is the highest and the demand is the least. Just as in the hospital, we get the best treatment, but we have to spend a very small amount, but to get the best treatment there. So Navadvip, the worst sinners are also accepted in this hospital, and they are given best treatment, and the charge is smallest. You come here, lola matra mudrame, come with a clear heart, not with any suspicious motive, and then you will get the best benefit here. We should want to be cured wholesale, wholesale cure. The government hospital, not under any provincial control, but central control the hospital for all, for the worst type of patients. They more prefer to accept the worst type of patient, hopeless patients to cure. Pati Pavan Name Sakhi Dui Bhai, like Jagai Madhai. Patients like Jagai Madhai was immediately cured of their mental disease. When Ajami, by taking the name of Narayan in a particular mood, got relief from all his previous mental tendencies, then Maharshi Agastya, he witnessing this fact, he was charmed. What is this? To get relief from our mental previous tendencies. We are trying so much by the process of yoga, dhyana, dharana, etc. We are trying to get out our previous mental impulse, but we fail. But only by taking the name of Narayan in a second, that man, he is independent of all his previous tendencies, mental tendencies. He rose up and he straight went towards Haridwar for taking the name without any attachment and consideration of his family, their the wife, the children, the property, nothing. Woke up and he got up from the bed and went straight to Haridwar, and no impulse of previous enjoyment, temperament could keep him there. At once he got relief by taking the name of Narayana. And to get out of our past mental impulse, we are trying so much by controlling the the breeze, the breath, and trying to engage our mind for some higher substance, inquiring what is the next plane, are giving compulsion.